Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit more about CBD oil and THC oil for dealing with dyslexia and ADHD. I really want to dive into this on this episode as I have been prescribed them and they're both sitting right in front of me. So I want to talk a little bit about my experience so far and what I'm learning so that could help you in your future. So let's dive in. Okay, so as I record this episode, I've woken up at 5 a.m. in the morning. This is probably the earliest episode I think I've ever recorded. I've come down the stairs, you know, I've got a cup of coffee, half decaf, half normal, just so I don't over-caffeinate too early. You know, those fun and exciting jitters when you just keep smashing coffee over water. And I also have a big bottle of water with these electrolytes I use to make sure I actually get enough of those important minerals when I forget to drink water later in the day, which I've just kind of prepped for now. I'm like, hey, I'm probably going to forget to drink enough water, so why don't I make it super water in the morning? And at least if I do forget, hey, the world continues. And as I was coming down the stairs, I was thinking, what do I want to talk about today? What do I want to share with everybody? And one of the big things, I may have mentioned this on another episode, but I've been trying to re-up my ADHD medication to give that another try. I did it a couple of years back. It worked for a little while, but there was a lot of ups and downs. I was in a time in my life where a lot of change was happening, and I don't think it was overly supporting what I was trying to achieve. And at the time, COVID hit, everything hit, and I just decided not to re-up my prescription. And I think one of the challenges can be with any prescription drug, I think once you've had it for a while, you discount what it's doing for you, or it becomes less obvious what it was doing for you. A lot of these drugs don't just kind of turn on, turn off. Some might say that is the case with ADHD meds, but for me, I didn't. And still to this day, I'm unsure the positive or negative effect of it. That's why I'm keen to try it again. You know, it would be so much easier for me to have just built a story saying, hey, this doesn't work. Why would I ever try it again? Which was probably an old pattern of mine. Whereas now I'm saying, hey, I'm in a different part of my life. I'm in a more secure part of my life. I've got a bit more room to trial this stuff out. So let's give it a go. Now the challenging thing. Now, if you've ever prescribed for ADHD meds, they are a class something drug, so you do actually have to be allowed them. And because I hadn't actually renewed my prescription for 2 years, this thing we have in New Zealand called the legal prescription number or something like that, that you have to have that authorizes you to actually use this type of drug, had expired. So guess what? I have to wait for another appointment with a psychiatrist to review me, not to say, hey, he's still got ADHD. I did ask that question. I said, I don't think it goes away like that. and he said, no, it's not for that case, but they have to review you to make sure you're still eligible for drugs. And I'm like, okay, I'm not sure how that changes, but I think we all know about bureaucracy and poor quality systems. So if anyone's interested, it's going to cost me about $200 to give you guys a bit of an idea of pricing for a 30-minute session for them to say, yep, you can still have those. So yes, that's kind of price point wise over in New Zealand, lucky me. But the worst thing about it is the waiting time to have that appointment is close to 2 months. So I'm like, oh great, 2 months for a 30-minute conversation. So what do I do in the meantime? Now, I have tried CBD oil around the same time I was trying all my meds, or just after. I think it was a bit after, actually. New Zealand legalized CBD and medicinal THC. So this is from the marijuana plant. It's a very professional way of saying it. It's basically weed, but used in a medicinal way, where they extract the CBD, which is an element of it, the non-psychoactive part of it, and they turn it into an oil. It has properties a lot around relaxing, lowering the nervous system, There's a bunch of effects. I can't list them all off. They're just endless. Just do note, I am not a doctor, so if you do want to try any of this, please seek medical attention from someone else. This is just my account of how I'm dealing with it. But let me just say, when I first used CBD, I didn't get a massive effect. I didn't get a massive effect at all. There were moments I thought it affected me quite a lot, and other times where I felt it didn't. And so it's a really challenging, you know, this is probably the biggest challenge I have with any drugs, you know, like any of these type of medicines or even vitamins. You know, sometimes you just don't, it's not as obvious to see the effect. You know, if I drink a lot of alcohol, I see the effect of alcohol. Do you know what I mean? I'm just as an example. But with a lot of these other elements, there is stuff happening, probably quite beneficial stuff in the body. But I sometimes go, hey, I've tried that for 4 days. It hasn't completely changed my life. I don't think it works. You know, that does happen more times than it should, probably. And so what I've really committed to with this trial is I do want to take CBD oil properly as it is dosed. And I want to remember to take it for at least 2 to 3 weeks to get a good feel for it, because I have to take it in the morning and the evening. And what the, you know, this in New Zealand, this is all done through telehealth now. You get a telediagnosis and then they literally mail it out to you. It's never been easier to get your medical needs seen. So this all just arrived. And so, you know, we'll talk about CBD and THC. So they are separate bottles. THC is a much higher controlled drug in New Zealand. CBD is a bit more open now. It's not quite as intense, but you still have to have a prescription. You can't just buy it off the shelf. We're not quite as open as a lot of countries or states in America. And I think the UK has moved into CBD as well. But yeah, so this one, you know, this CBD drops, I basically have to take about 15 milliliters in the morning and 15 milliliters in the evening. And as they say, they said, don't judge it too quickly. CBD actually builds up in your system to help lower the stress, lower those challenges. So give it a good week or so to really build up, and don't start overdosing too early. I'm not sure about you, but I have to be very careful when it comes to medication like this, because it's kind of like a recipe. I start to get a little bit creative, not too creative. Don't get me wrong. I don't ever do anything dangerous, but or anything dangerous that I think. But it's kind of like a recipe where you add a few extra ingredients. I have to be cautious that I go, would an extra 10% of this actually make a difference? Would an extra 15%? So I like to test on myself a bit. So I've just got to be cautious that I need to listen to experts and say, hey, you know, you've done this a lot. You've heard the stories. You've got the experience. I need to actually follow your rules, however boring and hard that is. I've got to follow the steps. So CBD is, you know, it's here. I find CBD is a bit cheaper than THC in New Zealand. This is quite expensive, though, I'm honest. New Zealand's quite, because this is all medical grade, it's all tested 1,000 times and it's sold by doctors and pharmacies. And we just, the other thing is we don't have the competition over here for it. They charge for a little bottle. I'll tell you, I don't have the ounces, I don't think, but it's 100 milliliters. It's quite condensed CBD. That cost me about 100 and, do my mathematics here, about $120, which is quite expensive. It works out to be a couple of dollars a day to take it, which is quite a chunk when you really look at it. But it was, you know, for me, it's worth trialing. You know, I need to trial this stuff out. I need to see if it makes an impact. I need to actually, you know, does it join my regime, like brushing my teeth? Is it that good that I need it on a daily basis? You know, and can I test it against a weekend if I don't have it? What's the impact? And that's really important, I think, for myself. You know, building up the story of why I'm taking it is really important. You know, there's like a childish 15-year-old going, oh my gosh, this is marijuana. Wow, this, you know, there's a part of my brain that's literally saying that. And I want to be really honest about that part of me that's saying it. And then there's a part of me going, you know, I know from those years, like we're talking 20 years ago, there is a part of me that knows there is a strong effect from the stuff. And so it should do the job. And I need to trust in it. It could make a massive impact. So with starting out with CBD, I just thought I'd share, I have noticed a lower, I want to say reactivity about myself when I'm taking it. And I've been taking it in the mornings and about an hour before bed. And it's definitely feels like it's helped me go to sleep, which has been super positive. And definitely in the mornings, definitely is helping me with reactivity. There's a part of me saying I need to try it probably midday as well to see if that has an impact. But I'm trying to be so good and not get creative with my self-dosing because I'm like, slow down, man, slow down. You know, just take it step by step. The second part of this, and so I guess what I'd say with CBD is I'd give it a try. Like if you have access to it in your country, you know, it seems to have very mixed results around ADHD and dyslexia from people I've spoken to. I've had some people who swear by it, and I have other people that say it hasn't made a difference. So, you know, I think the challenge with neurodiversity is we all know we're the same deep down. There's a part of us that goes, hey, I'm really like this person or these people. But the way we handle it, deal with it, our experiences can be so different. Things like this may make an impact or not. So it's worth trialing it and definitely trying to trial it as you're actually told to do it instead of getting creative and wondering why it doesn't work, right? Sometimes you don't have to fix the system. The second one is THC. This is one where, you know, we can, if you've got anxiety, you can request it. And it's pretty cool how they send it out. Now, I'm using it in a safe environment. I've used it in the past. Now, I was hoping to use THC for the afternoons where I'd kind of drop off. Not sure about you, but for me, about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, depending on the day, my kind of motivation, my focus, my everything just starts to drop off a bit of a cliff. And, you know, I've used exercise a bit. I've used a bunch of different things. And and sometimes they work. Other times I can't get out and exercise too much or I can't do a lot of stuff. So I thought, hey, let's give THC a go. Now, the doctor who spoke to me did mention that THC is much better at night, just before bed, if you want a really good sleep. It's like melatonin on speed. It really works really well to help knock you out and give you a really enjoyable rest. And so, but I mentioned I'd like to try it around 2 p.m. on days I don't have to drive. And she agreed. She said, give it a go. See if it helps you. Her biggest thing around THC is don't overdose on it. And not so much as overdose as in too much. But even just a slight overdose or just a little bit too much, it changes the impact of it and the effect a lot. You know, you don't want to be kind of laughing while you're halfway through a conversation or anything like that. You want it to be, you know, at a point where you can handle it. So for me, I'm really going to not take this too much to start with. I'm really going to take it in small waves. I'm going to test days where I don't have meetings. I've tested it twice so far, one on the weekend and one at 2 o'clock. And I definitely had probably half, you know, a few mils too much the first time. It was definitely hilarious and very enjoyable. And I actually, if I'm honest, my focus was so good. You know, I know it sounds crazy, but it was like my brain had just one channel. And I actually did get quite a bit of work done. And then I played a game of FIFA, which is an Xbox game. And I won like 5 games in a row. And I was just like, it was like my brain, I want to say my brain had connected to my body really well. So, you know, there is a real benefit of THC. The second time I tried it, I lower dosed it. And it wasn't quite as obvious or impactful. I probably had, again, and what I did notice as well is dosing it on an empty stomach was much more effective than a full stomach, which is probably quite obvious to most people. But for me, I didn't really think about it because you put it under your tongue. It's delivered with MCT oil to help get the THC into your system and to retain it. So those are my kind of thoughts on it. That's what I'm trying. That's what I'm testing. I know I get the question a lot, does CBD oil work? Does THC work for dyslexia? And I think the key thing when we talk about the truth about dyslexia is the real truth is dyslexia is layered so tightly with ADHD, autism, and a bunch of other neurodiverse challenges. And majority of us only get one label, right? You know, you're getting a dyslexia label, or you're getting an ADHD label, or you're getting an autism label. They're starting to get better at labeling them all together, but they're nowhere near great at it. And so, you know, stuff like this can make a massive impact for people. If you're dealing with over anxiety, if you're dealing with massive cortisol release, which is kind of my thing, I just, when the overthinking mind really comes in and I don't have the wherewithal to kind of capture it and slow it down with meditation or something else, you know, trialing stuff like this on a daily basis could be massive. You know, it can really probably, I, you know, again, I've got nothing to back this up, but I definitely think if my cortisol levels were lower for a longer period of time, it would definitely extend my life. I feel later in life, one of the biggest challenges is going to be so much cortisol, so much adrenaline at times that, you know, that must impact you. I don't know. It's just a personal thought. But this one to share, guys. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back in a couple of days. Just before you go, I just want to let you know that we've rebranded the Confident Dyslexic to be the Truth About Dyslexia course. Many people were asking me exactly what it's about, who's it for, and we wanted to be really clear. It's designed for people who have just found out they're dyslexic or are just in the process of coming to terms with what it means, and they want someone to help guide them and understand that a bit more and learn how to use your brain to better serve you, your goals, your life, your success, all that cool stuff. Now, we've just opened up the course to be done at any time, which is really, really awesome. It means you can jump on, you can do the course. It's all self-guided. It's using a brand new app that we only set up a few months ago, and it's been working really, really well. So dive onto the link at the bottom of this podcast if you're interested. Have a little look. We're running a special to kick off this new way of launching the course. Until next time.